From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Secretary of the U.S. Army is revealing what he calls disturbing findings about record-keeping and interments at Arlington National Cemetery. John McHugh says a seven-month probe he ordered found deficiencies in record-keeping and organization that had gone unaddressed, for more than a decade.
The report also determined the improper interment and transinterment of remains to include the loss of accountability of remains, remains in graves listed as empty, unmarked grave sites, improperly marked graves, and improper handling of cremated remains. That all ends today.
The investigation came after revelations that cemetery workers inadvertently buried cremated remains at a gravesite that was already in use. Gulf Coast officials are calling for more help from the government to battle the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Giles Snyder reports they were testifying on Capitol Hill today.
Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser has been a vocal critic of the government's spill response. He painted a bleak picture for lawmakers when he appeared before a Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee.
You got to pull into that marsh and see there is absolutely no life. Everything is dead.
Nungesser was joined by others from Gulf Coast states, including an emotional David Camerdale. He's the mayor of the barrier island town of Grand Isle, Louisiana.
I just need your help. It's like a war and I'm on the front line.
Camerdale said his constituents don't want handouts, but they do need financial help. The Obama administration says BP has agreed to speed things up by not insisting on a full monthly accounting before paying claims over business loss to the spill. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the House reportedly has voted to make more money available to the Coast Guard to pay for its response, removing a $100 million limit from a government trust fund. In Egypt, the ruling party of President Hosni Mubarak has won 90% of the seats in the upper house of parliament. Opposition parties and human rights groups alleged significant fraud in last week's vote. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Cairo.
The balloting for the Shura Council, or upper house of parliament, was seen as a test run for this fall's elections for the much larger and more significant lower house. Analysts say the results show that the ruling National Democratic Party intends to crush all but token opposition. Of the 88 seats contested in the vote, the NDP won 80. The remaining eight were divided among four opposition parties and independent candidates who usually support the banned but sometimes tolerated Muslim Brotherhood. Analysts say the NDP is determined not to let the Brotherhood repeat its performance from 2005, when it won 20% of the seats. Opposition officials say if the NDP can drastically reduce the Brotherhood's presence in Parliament later this year, that will leave the NDP in an even stronger position for next year's presidential contest. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
U.S. stocks still surging, Dow's up more than 220 points. This is NPR. Country music's annual fanfare got underway today in Nashville, Tennessee. As Blake Farmer reports from member station WPLN, businesses that flooded last month are counting on the CMA Music Festival to help pay for costly repairs.
Many of the venues involved in the four-day festival were underwater after 14 inches of rain fell on Nashville in 2 days. The Cumberland River swelled well beyond flood stage and also swamped downtown businesses like Trail West. The boot shop's employees have been trying to repair the buckled wood floors themselves. The store lost hundreds of hats and cowboy boots. Assistant manager Britton Brock says thousands of free-spending out-of-towners will provide a much-needed shot in the arm.
The only way to replace that is by coming back in and making sales.
The CMA Festival is the city's single largest tourist draw, attracting 50,000 fans a day last year. Organizers say this year could be even bigger, despite the flood. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Murder suspect Yaron van der Sloot is being detained in a cell at a prosecutor's office in Lima, Peru, while authorities prepare to file charges against him. He's accused of killing a 21-year-old Peruvian woman over a week ago, 5 years to the day that American teen Natalie Holloway disappeared in Aruba. Van der Sloot was last seen with Holloway and arrested twice, but never charged. At least 40 people, including many children, are dead following a suicide attack on a wedding party in southern Afghanistan today. Dozens more people were wounded. A car bombing is reported out of the Iraqi capital today. At least 4 people were killed in that explosion. The attack occurred as Iraqi soldiers and members of a government Sunni group were on a joint patrol. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.